What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Boom! Tuesday edition. That's not a thing, but it is today. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. If you didn't get to listen to yesterday's podcast, make sure you back up this jam and listen to the one another. Because there's always a thread. Look, God gives me some topics, but they always seem to connect. We don't do it intentionally, but God moves. And I just want to call this episode, yesterday was one another. We're going to call this one Rooted and Grounded. In school, well, cover your ears, kid. Old PJ wasn't the best in it. As you know, he departed. But in school, there was something that was always difficult, stressful, and it was tests, right? Does anybody really like tests? I mean, maybe other than my wife and whatever nerds or you are out there listening. You really like tests, Chris? Oh my gosh. All right, Chris would rather have a test over homework. I feel like they're both connected and they're exhausting. But they're needed, boys and girls. Eat your Wheaties and take your tests. But then you start being an adult, right? And the whole adulting thing is pretty amazing. Unfortunately, it comes with lots of tests. It comes with tests, and you may say, well, you know, James, I'm 45 years old. I haven't taken a test since I was in high school. Oh, contraire, mo frere. You are taking tests, and most of the people I meet, they're flunking the test of life. They're flunking the test of life. They don't seek first the kingdom because it'll be tested. Look, any value in your life will be tested. Anything you believe, anything you profess, anything you hold on to, you will be tested with those values. You're not always going to come out a shining star, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't get a trophy for participating. But in the natural, you increased in grades by tests. And in faith, I know you don't want to hear the truth, but sometimes it's got to be said. You increase in levels with the Lord through tests. How can you handle life, right? How can you handle the things that the world throws at you? It's tests. And the anchor of everything is the Lord. But tests are difficult for you. As a pastor, you know who I love coming in the church? Crazy guy. I love it. Crazy lady. Because I watch people come and their love tests for the church. I love it. The leadership gets all riled. We don't know how to handle this one. And I just smile. Because you're taking a test. And if you are all worked up on who just walked in the church, and you have a hard time working with somebody that's a little more bolder than you and a little more crazy and a little more outgoing or a little more, you know, just angry, you are called to love. And let me tell you something. Most people fail love tests. Most people can't pass the tests of life, the test of patience, the test of love, the test of joy, the test of peace. Don't even get me on peace. Some of y'all think hiding yourself in a bedroom under the blankets is peace. That ain't peace. You're tormented. You want real peace? It only comes through Jesus Christ. He said, peace I give to you, not as the world give, but what I give you. It's peace. And Paul, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 16, he's praying for you, and he says this, I pray that out of his glorious riches, you may be strengthened with power through the Spirit of God of your inner being. And then he says this, so that Christ could dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of God. Paul is saying you already have been rooted and grounded in love. How many people do we unthink is rooted and grounded in love? My gosh. It's a test. Love test. Do you love people? Are you doing any of the one another's we talked about yesterday? Because today's society, love doesn't win. Love isn't trying to convince yourself there's no hell and you can live every way you want because God's loving. That is stupid. Loving is receiving the Father's love and learning to give that away. Receiving what was paid for on the cross and shining that. There's something we did a year ago on the podcast, a scripture we read that I felt we needed to read again. And this scripture is pretty powerful because it means you've got to insert yourself and learn to love. We'll talk about after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up, everybody? I'm back. We're talking about being rooted and grounded in love. Love is something, man, because love is, you know, everybody wants to be in love. How many times have you been to a wedding and you go to the wedding and people read scripture? Probably Corinthians 13, right? The love scripture. Man, I'll tell you, one time I was with the Lord and he was putting on my heart that I wasn't as lovely as I should be. And then he said, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 13. We did this like a year ago. And as you read 1 Corinthians 13, everywhere that it says love, I want you to put your name in there. Now, friends, here's some homework you're going to have to do. Your test today will be to do this. But just to give you a little prelim of what's going to be happening, 1 Corinthians 13 basically says, you know, Paul begins by saying, you better have love, it's not going to profit nothing. And then it says this, love is patient. So James is patient. James is kind. Now we start, you know, we're like reading these things on what you should be. Chris does not envy. Billy does not parade himself. Jennifer is not puffed up. Allison does not behave rudely. These are intense here. You don't seek your own. You're not provoked. Oh my gosh, everybody today is getting provoked by something. Don't seek your own. Don't behave rudely. And thinks no evil. That's what you're supposed to put your name in here. James thinks no evil. You do not rejoice in iniquity. Because look, everywhere love is, you're supposed to be. Don't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Do you bear all things, friends? Do you believe all things? Do you hope all things? Do you endure all things? Love, James, Billy, Jennifer, Donna, never fails. Interesting. When you realize what the standard of love is, you start to realize that a lot of people in this world fall short. Love itself doesn't envy. Guess what? I'm sure you have love tests to envy, especially in this fake culture we live in where everybody's trying to look at each other online secretly and size yourself up with somebody else's life. Stop comparing your behind the scenes to somebody else's stage lights. Do you understand me? The internet's not real, ladies and gentlemen. People are putting their best foot forward for a reason. It's like church used to be, right? Everybody used to show up in church and be like, praise God. And they'd be all dressed up with lipstick. They go home and then look like Medusa. You can fake anybody for an hour, and then the internet came out. And then everybody's even trying to fake harder so you would like them. There's more people vying for your attention than ever before. More people want you to look at their thing, watch their scrolling video, follow their YouTube link. It is so bizarre, the consumerness we have on earth today. And all he wants you to do is love. He wants you to not be envy, not compare, not be prideful, not be boastful. Have patience. Come on, Herb. It's what God wants you to do. And if you don't putting your love glasses on, if you don't wake up every day and put those lenses on, it's going to be a rough time for you because people are going to get on your nerves. Things are going to frustrate you. You're going to be upset. And when you love, love covers all these things. Love is the greatest commandment. Jesus said, you have a new commandment I give to you. Love one another. Love your neighbor. First of all, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. If that's the case, then y'all should be idolizing neighbors because the way you love you some you is ridiculous. The love people have for themselves today is off the charts. But yet Jesus said, love the Lord God with all your mind, you know, soul and strength, your heart. And love one another unconditionally, no strings attached. Love people. In my busy life today, I'm going to the hospital to pray for somebody. It thrills me. It's not because I don't have people that could do it. It's not because I'm just running around crazy. It's because it thrills me to do so. Because I love people. And when you love people, it doesn't matter. Your love is so deep because God loves me that way. So I've got to love people. So again, similar to yesterday, I hope you hit a couple one another's. And today, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 13. And I want you to truly put your name in it and see the areas that you can become the greatest you possible through Christ. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking Tuesday, Wednesdays tomorrow. Thank you for rocking. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.